This is St. Louis Public Radio. National and local artists will explore the past, present, and future of the city at a two-day exhibition in St. Louis starting today. Dwell in Other Futures will examine how city developments construct and reinforce the ways people engage with others and public spaces. Organizers Gavin Krober and Rebecca Wanzo discussed how futurism plays a role in imagining an inclusive city with St. Louis Public Radio's Ashley Listenby before opening night. They began with the concept of Afrofuturism.
It's a term that emerged in the early 90s. A lot of people attribute it to Mark Derry with this essay he wrote, which is about a variety of aesthetic practices that African Americans have been involved in music and art and culture. As time has gone on, people think about it in relationship to a whole bunch of varieties of ways that African Americans think about the future. So is there a future for African Americans? What does a utopia for Black people look like? So it's not just about art and aesthetics, but sort of imagining the nexus of technology and African Americans and futurity.
Why is it important to reimagine a future where Black people are not only present, but actively involved in the advancement of that society?
I think it was Tanarive Dew who said of Octavia Butler. She said that one of the things Butler did is imagine that Black people have a future, because part of what happened in a lot of science fiction is that you'd see these representations of the future and there were no Black people. Now you see them, but you often think about sort of urban planning and futurity, that part of what happens is that people imagine an ideal city that Black people aren't in, or they imagine an ideal city that, say, poor people aren't in. And so, of course, we want to eliminate poverty, but I think there's also these pushes in the city that result in an absence of class diversity, particularly as cities rise.
Let's get to talking a little bit about St. Louis and how St. Louis is adapting as a city to what the future could look like. How do you think the city is addressing some of these issues of segregation or erasure?
This is a really exciting week for these kind of questions in St. Louis. The Chodo Greenway design competition is coming to a culmination, and there are four different proposals for a greenway that would link together Forest Park to the Arch Grounds. That greenway, of course, goes right through what was Mill Creek Valley, right? This traditionally Black neighborhood that was razed and displaced in order to bring freeways through the city. And a core question in that competition is, how does this landscape infrastructure address that history? How does it connect to populations that have been pushed out of those areas that are now going to be reanimated by this new civic infrastructure? And it's really interesting watching different visions in competition for how you address this.
One of the exhibits mentions the NGA site. It's all about North City and this huge federal government agency kind of plopping down right in the center of that.
The NGA is a great example of the way that images of the future are used to shape the city in the now. There are these architectural renderings. There are these narratives about what the NGA is going to be, what it's going to feel like to live next to it, what it's going to do for the city economically. And this is a form of speculation. It's a form of science fiction, and it's creating a future that feels either necessary or inevitable. One of the things that we're most interested in for the festival is giving a platform to some of the most visionary futurisms for St. Louis, which are often cropping up in smaller scenes, art scenes, activist communities, queer club nights.
What do you want people to get out of this?
I'm excited for all of it, but if I had to put three things on the table, it would be the conversations with Samuel R. Delaney on Friday night, the four new commissions by St. Louis-based artists, and a series of manifestos for a future St. Louis that a group of different local voices are giving as the concluding act of the festival on Saturday.
And the other thing I would add that people might be interested in is that we are bringing a lot of people who aren't from St. Louis, and part of what's exciting to me is putting people who have been thinking about these issues nationally in other locations like Brooklyn, Newark, Detroit, in conversation with St. Louis people. Part of what we really want people to see on a national scene, too, is that there are really extraordinary people here doing great work.